Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Cavs 3-2 to start the season, and we're going to welcome on the Cavs beat reporter in town to talk about the Cavs' first five games of the season and maybe the final 77. Chris Fedor appears now, Cleveland.com, on the fan hotline. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. How are you?
You eating at Denny's today? We're at the Harry Buffalo in Lakewood. Maybe a certain
IHOP
mix something or other, maybe something like that?
Well, no, not that. I did eat at a nice, fine restaurant this afternoon. I took my son after his school. He had a Halloween party. He was all dressed up in his costume. And we had a nice meal together. So that was fantastic.
Chuck E. Cheese?
It was not Chuck E. Cheese, although he's been wanting to go to Chuck E. Cheese because every time we watch Paw Patrol or Rubble and Crew or something like that on Disney or Nick Jr., there are commercials for Chuck E. Cheese, and I can see why parents don't want their kids to watch TV as much, because every single commercial is, hey, buy this, or hey, go to this place, and it's really, really expensive. But no, today was not Chuck E. Cheese.
I like the idea that you get to blame your kid for wanting to go to Chuck E. Cheese when we both know you're pretty down to clown when it comes to Chuck E. Cheese.
You dominate
as well.
The Papa shot at Chuck E. Cheese.
No, that's Dave and Buster's. Thank you very much. I say, Elliot, you know, you play with whatever you want to. Daddy's going to go shoot some hoops and video himself shooting hoops and send it to Kenny Atkinson and let him know that I still have a bucket in me.
Chris, is it time to consider Evan Mobley might not become an MVP caliber player?
Look, I think there's a nuanced conversation when it comes to Evan Mobley, and I think obviously we're not at a point where we can form any kind of conclusions and we can make any kind of sweeping declarations, but I think it's fair to wonder if he's capable and if he's ready to be a focal point of the offense. I think it's fair to wonder if he's ready and capable to be a number one option in an offense. Because that's not for everybody. There are some guys throughout the course of NBA history that are just better off being Robin, or they're better off being Alfred and somebody else being Batman and Robin. And I don't know what the answer is with Evan Mobley, but if he turns out to be a number two option in an offense as opposed to the alpha, as opposed to the focal point, he can have a great career like Chris Bosh did. Anthony Davis, I think some would say, is more Batman or more Robin than he is Batman. And that's okay, but I think that's what the Cavs are trying to figure out here, and I think that's why they're force-feeding him. I think that's why they're testing his limits. That's why I think they're giving him all these different opportunities and this high usage. What works? What doesn't work? What can you do? What can't you do? What are you comfortable with? What aren't you comfortable with? And the only way that you figure out these answers in terms of what you have with Evan as an offensive player, we know he's a great defensive player. He's the reigning defensive player of the year. But the offensive evolution, they're putting him in places, they're giving him opportunities, they're putting him in a particular role that he's never been in throughout the course of his NBA career. And they're trying to figure out, is this going to work? Is this not going to work? And the only way that you figure out those answers is you test his limits.
How long does the test last then? Is it going to be half the season? Are we taking this up to the playoffs? And then if it's not working, you just completely change on a dime? Like, how long do they take this?
Yeah, I mean, I think they do it over and over and over again in the first half of the regular season and just see what's best for Evan and what's best for the Cavs and what's not best for Evan, what's not best for the Cavs. But they are committed to finding out these answers, and I think they believe that they can use the regular season this kind of way. And it doesn't mean that they're also not working on habits, and doesn't mean that they're not going to address some of their weaknesses that they see that pop up, and it doesn't mean that some of the things that turn out to be fair criticisms of their style of play and the things that they're coming up short with, it doesn't mean that they don't see those things also and they don't address those things. But one of the primary goals of Kenny Atkinson this year is figure this Evan Mobley thing out. See what his next step and his evolution is. Just like part of Kenny Atkinson's big goal this year is expanding the role of DeAndre Hunter and having a better understanding of how to use him within the offense and within the defense. And Kenny's going to continue to be committed to it because the belief is that the Cavs are going to benefit from it long term. And if it means some short term growing pains, and if it means some wonkiness at the beginning of the season, then so be it. But sometimes experimentation fails. And sometimes you get answers through failure, just like you get answers through success.
So I think it's interesting the point you're making, which is you'll take a loss now if it means a win in April or May, because I agree with you. I think that's that under JB, it was all about winning in the regular season instead of developing and trying things out and the off chance it might fail. But I think that also lends itself to the Donovan conversation. And I don't agree with this idea, but I think some people are frustrated when Donovan takes over games in the third quarter or fourth quarter and puts teams away, that maybe that's coming at the expense of Evan Mobley doing that same very thing. So when you watch that, right, that the habitual thing of Donovan just going berserk in the third quarter, it's good for now. Is it bad in the long run for the Cavs, though?
No, I don't think so, because I think that's always going to be built into their offensive attack, and I think that's always going to be built in to the identity of this basketball team. Donovan Mitchell is an alpha. Donovan Mitchell is a premier scorer in today's NBA. Donovan Mitchell has shown that he can be a focal point of the offense and have success in that role, and he could be the number one option in an offense and have success in that role. It doesn't mean 48 minutes are devoted to Evan Mobley or 40 minutes are devoted to Evan Mobley. There are other facets of a basketball team. There are other areas of a basketball team where you have to explore those things too, and you can have success with those as well. And Donovan Mitchell, as just like he's going to be a wallflower or he's just going to stand by and watch this happen and not have any kind of role within the offense, that's just not going to happen. That's not who he is. That's not how the Cavs are built. And there are going to be moments throughout the course of a game, including a playoff game, where Donovan has to go supernova because that's best for the Cavs in that particular moment because of the way that the defense is playing the Cavs and stuff like that. I think the goal of this...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This Evan Mobley expansion thing is to provide another pathway and more diversity within the offense and make it so that this offense is more dynamic. But within that dynamism is Donovan Mitchell being capable of being Donovan Mitchell. It's not Donovan Mitchell just go stand in the corner and let Evan Mobley do his thing. And I think that's the kind of balance that the Cavs are trying to find here with Evan. I think that's the balance that Evan is trying to find. He's saying to himself, hey, look, everybody's telling me to be aggressive. But does that mean scoring the basket every single time? Does that mean creating for my teammates? Does that mean just drawing a double team and then kicking it out to Sam Merrill in the corner? I think Evan's trying to work through all of the intricate things that come with being an offensive focal point. And that doesn't always mean scoring the basket. And that doesn't always mean forcing shots and stuff like that. So I think the hope is that they have this diverse offensive attack that has a bunch of different layers to it. And part of that is going to be moments where Donovan Mitchell just goes into takeover mode, because you don't want to take that away from Donovan, and you don't want to take that element away from the Cavs offense either.
Chris, you're very well connected. When you talk to your insiders and your people across the NBA and you ask them whether or not the Cavs have enough MFers, what response do you get?
No. I mean, point blank, no. I was having a conversation with somebody in the NBA, and I talked about this on the Wine and Cold podcast yesterday. I was having a conversation with somebody in the NBA before the Boston game, and we started the conversation on the court during pregame warmups, and then we took it back to our media meal as well. And, you know, he was asking me a little bit about the Cavs locker room dynamics and who's the a-hole and who's the MFer and who's the one who's going to stir things up. And, you know, I brought up Max Strus. I brought up Donovan Mitchell at various points, and he was like, well, it probably can't be either one of those guys. And I said, well, what do you mean by that? And he was like, well, it's got to be somebody with a little bit more of an enforcer. It's got to be somebody who can physically move people and challenge people. And I said, okay, I don't know that Jared Allen's going to do that. I don't know that Evan Mobley is going to do that. I don't know that Larry Nance Jr. is going to do that necessarily. So I think one of the questions that people around the NBA outside of Cleveland have about the Cavs is, do they have enough, quote-unquote, dog in them? Do they have enough, quote-unquote, tough guys? Do they have enough, for lack of a better term, MFers in that locker room where things get really, really difficult and really, really hard, that they're going to stand up, and it's not going to be fake, but they're going to stand up to the other team, and they're going to say, no, it's not happening, not on our watch, not this time. I mean, think about last year, just that playoff series against the Indiana Pacers in the conference semifinals. As Cavs fans, like, how many dudes on the Pacers did you hate? You were sick of Aaron Neesmith, right? You were sick of Mathurin. You were sick of Andrew Nembhard. You were sick of T.J. McConnell. You were probably sick of Tyrese Halliburton for other reasons. But, like, those are the kinds of players that I think people around the NBA are wondering, do the Cavs have enough of those? Do the Cavs have enough of those kinds of guys where when things get really, really difficult and you're pushed to a mental breaking point, like, how do you respond to that? Are you going to break? Are you going to crack? Are you going to let a team rip your identity away? Or are you going to push back and fight back? And I think that's a legitimate question that people have around the NBA about the Cavs. And there's only one way that they can answer that question and basically change their reputation.
Fortunately for the Cavs, I am available, as I am often described as an MFer and as an a-hole. So
Very cheap, too.
League minimum, I will sign for it. I'm good for five strong fouls a day, but I can only play one half of the court.
It's something, actually, guys, that I talked about Donovan with when we sat down together in training camp at IMG Academy, and I said, hey, man, like, you've been so positive about this team. You've always looked for the bright spots that happen. And there have been times where you know, he's cursed in a post-game interview, or he's gotten really, really fed up or frustrated with situations that are going on with the team. I remember a couple of years ago, there was this running joke after what Donovan said to me in the locker room and what I wrote the next day. We were in Denver. It was part of a long road trip. I think it was Easter, believe it or not. And Donovan said, you know, it's effing April, Chris. And like that became a thing. And the next day at shoot around, like so many of the players and so many members of the coaching staff, they saw me walk into the gym for shoot around and they said, it's effing April, Chris. But that showed like a frustration that Donovan had that things weren't getting better and things weren't evolving the way that he was hoping that they would, because he had those same conversations in November. He had those same conversations in January. And then it got to April, and we were having the same conversations about the Cavs. So that was an example of him, like, getting frustrated and using his voice and holding everybody accountable and stuff like that. And when we were talking at training camp this year, it was about, hey, man, like, are you willing to create more conflict if you have to? Are you willing to be more negative on your teammates if you have to? And he said one of the things that he reevaluated this offseason is just that. And, like, are there going to be moments throughout the course of the season where he's got to be more of a bad guy, where he's got to mix it up a little bit more, where he's got to create conflict in a way that, you know, LeBron James used to just create conflict, in a way that Kobe used to just create conflict, in a way that some of these great leaders of the past decade and a half created conflict so that the team had to go through stuff during the regular season and figure it out. So I would look for that just in terms of Donovan's demeanor, in terms of Donovan's attitude, in terms of his approach. Just like, is there a little bit more mean attached to him because he feels like the Cavs, they need that throughout the course of the regular season so that they can be better prepared for when those moments happen in the playoffs?
Going through the same thing on the show. Me and Donovan, hive mind.
Who's the mean guy? Who's the mean guy on the show?
Who do you think is the mean guy, Chris?
Yeah.
No, that's not for me to judge.
Coward.
I'm the reporter who asks the questions in this case.
And no, we're the hosts that duck the questions in this case.
Atkinson led off his press conference after the Boston game asking a reporter a question. I just think it's fair every now and again you get to turn it around.
Yeah, I know. And I thought that reporter handled it very, very well, saying, hey, I don't want to influence your response, so you please tell me.
He ducked out of it completely. If it was me, Chris, you know I would have given him like seven things, and then it would not have gone the way Atkinson thought it would have gone.
Oh, yeah, you had a list of bullet points. You were taking notes throughout the course of the game, and you were ready for your moment. Absolutely.
Chris, great stuff, buddy. Enjoy Chi-Chi's. We'll talk to you down the line.
Sounds good. Thanks, celebration Chris. Of food. Yes!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.